Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and I am calling you from somewhere deep in Tennessee. And I know that you'd think that I would know where I'm at, but I know one thing. I'm near Dollywood, which is very interesting. So I think I'm in a place called Pigeon Forge, which is right outside of Sevierville. Thank God I'm not in Sevierville. I'm sure that's a very nice town, but just the name itself doesn't sound like a fun place to be. God bless everyone in Sevierville, Tennessee. No, don't want to offend anybody. But I'm near Gatlinburg, and so now why am I all the way in Tennessee? Well, I am here because this past weekend, was a weekend for my learning. I was working with Akashic Record teachers and consultants, and we were learning from a man by the name of Ed Conmee. And Ed Conmee is the gentleman who brought forth the grace points from the Akashic Records that we use in our Akashic Record workshops when we teach a level 1, a level 2, or a level 3. And the grace points are actually points on your hand that correspond and shift the energy so that you are able to get clarity and clear things within your body. And it's amazing work. And what I want to say is Ed Conmee and his wife, Denise Conmee, are absolute master teachers. And they are wonderful to work with, and they're wonderful to learn from. And Ed and I go back over 14 years. He actually picked me up. When I first took my very first Akashic Record workshop, actually it was probably more than 14 years ago, and he picked me up with my son in Chicago and he was very nice because I was new to this work and I didn't know my way around Chicago, and he was in the class, he was assisting with the teaching, and he was kind enough to give us a lift. And from there, a wonderful friendship ensued, and I know his wife. And here's what I want to say about Ed and Denise. They are marvelous Akashic Record teachers. They are marvelous Akashic Record consultants. And if I could do anything to help them, I would definitely do it. So I'm going to give you their website. Their website is www.peacepath.org. That's P as in Paul, E-A-C-E, P as in Paul, A-T-H, peacepath.org. That's Ed and Denise Conmee, and they're quite something. So if you connect with them, please let them know that I said hello. This is the first time I've seen him in a long time, and his wife, Denise. And it was fabulous work. We did fabulous clearing, and you see, even teachers of the Akashic Records need to be able to be trained from other teachers. We all have something to share. And the work of the Akashic Records has so many multiple layers. There's so many different dimensions to the Akashic Records that even though I prefer, like I said, I've been working with this the Akashic Records for over 14 years, you never stop learning. And you never stop exploring, and you never stop creating a wonderful relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And so for those people who have just tuned in or are not familiar with the Akashic Records, you can actually, if you click on the information part of, if you're listening to BBS Radio, and it says show information, you can scroll down and there's all this information that I have about the Akashic Records. But just to briefly tell you, they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed is registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so that's what we were talking about this weekend. We were talking about how to get clear about what your blueprint is. We were talking about how to clear the massive amounts of stuff that we take on that in many cases prevents us from truly moving forward and living our blueprint and our destiny. And so it was a deepening of our work And it was information that Ed was bringing through. He also was teaching us about some advanced Get Grace Points. They're now a total of 18. And so what I want to say is that if you take a level one Akashic Record workshop, you would learn the first three. Then the second level is that you learn four more. And then in the third level, you learn the rest. Each level brings more and more information and a deeper access to your information. It's like, I don't want to say it's like going down an elevator. It's really more like going up an elevator, and it's more about going wide. So there's no way to really describe it other than to say that you have access to your soul's information that allows you to feel the joy of being who you truly are. And the more you work with the Akashic Record energy, the more you're able to access and move forward into what you know to be your destiny. And if you're not sure about what your soul's purpose is, working with the Akashic Records and actually working with your own Akashic Records can help you refine it. Because we all come in with various levels of knowing. Let me rephrase it. We all come in with complete knowing. And then we have various levels of awareness that allow us to have a deeper knowing. And with the changes and the earth shifts that are happening now, it's absolutely imperative, it's absolutely key that we as humans do our own work. Because doing our own personal internal work is the way that we are going to literally be able to shift this planet. What's very important to know is that the qualities of ascension that we need to look at have to do not with what we are doing energetically to shift the energy on the planet. The qualities of ascension have to do with what are we doing personally to shift our energies, to be able to make ourselves clear, to make ourselves more aware of our beingness, our light, and to make ourselves a more open receptacle, an open vehicle for unconditional love. And that love starts with loving yourself. And there's no better way to help shift this planet than to move into your own work, your own acceptance, and your own peace. And so that's really that's what we're working on, and that's what we're talking about. And that's what I'm happy to help you with tonight. So for those of you who are listening, if you would like to call in, I'm sure you know the number, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This program is based on service, and the service is to you. And the service is that you have the ability to give me a call, and I have the records, the Akashic Records open. And it's great if you can email me your current legal name, but if you can't, you just want to call in and give me your first name and where you're calling from, that'll do. But if you want to, and you can ask any question you like. But the telephone number to call is 415-762-1161. And I'm here waiting for your call. So, I should also tell you that I'm going to be in Portland teaching a class. So anybody who's listening from Portland, Oregon, I'm going to be there. You can email me information, or email me and I'll send you information on that. In Portland, I will be teaching a level one class, I want to say, on July 10th and 11th. And it's going to be probably in the Salem, Oregon area. And at the end of June, on June 26th and 27th, I will be in San Diego teaching another level one as well as a level two. So if that's of interest to you, give me a call, and I will tell you about it. You can call me on my personal line if you're interested in talking to me about about the classes or a consultation, and that's 216-691-1233. Hello, we've got a caller. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Gayla in Tennessee.
Oh, Gayla in Tennessee. Wow, what city in Tennessee?
Oh, Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Am I very close to you? What?
You are about 160 miles from us here.
Okay, well, how can we help you tonight, Gayla?
Well, G-A-Y-L-A? I have a lot of curiosity about the Akashic Records.
Okay.
I feel I'm on my mission, my life path mission, if you will. I'd like for you to check, because I've had a back set in my work, and I'm just kind of curious if, does that mean that they're wanting me to head in a new direction now or to go about it in a more proper way?
What do you mean proper?
Legal avenues that I should have took that I didn't.
For your work, you mean?
Yes.
Are you a healer?
Yes. Animals.
Right.
I work with animals.
So what legal things are you talking about? You communicate with animals. What are you talking about?
Right. I did rescue work, and
okay.
I didn't get a 501c3 nonprofit.
Right.
And I got caught up in a political game, shall we say, for a small county in rural Tennessee here. And I got the brunt of being called horrible things that I wasn't.
Sure.
I just became overwhelmed with once people found I had a big heart, I was the dumping station, if you will. And it
you
got overwhelmed
you scared them,
to take
right?
care of. And I couldn't get any help because I had not applied for the 501c3 nonprofit status.
Do you want to be a shelter or do you want to be a healer or do you want to be
both? The financing of taking care of my work.
We're kind of overlapping here. Say, because I talked and you talked and I didn't hear you.
Say again,
I'm
ask, Dana.
No, it's Donna, but let me ask you this. We've got an echo and I keep talking over you and I don't mean to. Listen to the question though. Do you want to be a healer, and do you want to have a shelter, or you just want to be a healer?
I want to do both.
Good. So the idea here is, do you have to live where you're living?
Well, I already moved from there 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good. That's good. That's because that's
wasn't going to stay there.
Yeah, that's good. The reality is that. Okay, so one of the things that one of the things that's important regarding having a shelter is if you really want to be able to take the donations the way that's going to support the shelter, being a 501c3 is going to be important.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figure.
Yeah, I mean, it just is. Otherwise, you know, you get yourself in kind of tax trouble and you kind of get squirrely.
Oh, well, we weren't taking donations. So my mother put out over $42,000 in the last 2 years, along with the money that I could get grooming, to support our endeavors to rescue these guys. I mean, they were dumped on our doorstep by the day.
Sure, but do you? The question is do you want to deal with being a 501c3?
I don't know what's all involved and detailed in that. That is something that here very shortly I'm going to certainly delve into to find out exactly what all that entails.
You can find that out online. You know,
it is something.
You can go up online.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
it should lay it all out on what's involved with it. Yeah,
it will give you more information so you're more prepared when you do see the attorney to help you do that. This is very logical work. See, the issue is what I was hearing is that you're not only a healer, but you're an animal communicator.
Yes.
And based on who you're dealing with and where you're at, that can scare people.
Well, that's what it did. Yeah.
Right. And especially if you're in the Bible Belt, as they say.
Yeah, and they have no idea what they did on April 21st. And then to, my whole life's been dedicated to the animals, and then for them to do what they did and the way they treated these little animals when they come and took them from me is absolutely despicable. I mean despicable. And we're talking about the National Humane Society.
But yeah. Because you weren't
like I said,
the 501c3, there wasn't anything you could do, right?
Pardon?
I said, because you weren't a 501c3, there was nothing you could do.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. That's correct.
So, mm-hmm. so what's the most important thing here is as much as you feel hurt because of that.
Yeah.
And it's really important for you to really release the betrayal that this triggered.
Yeah.
Because betrayal is a pattern in your life. And if you allow the betrayal to have more power than you do, it's going to run your life.
I know.
So are you willing to release that?
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of self-reflection in the last 3 weeks since all this happened. And I keep seeing their little faces. And I'm, you know, I'm just, all I can do is hope and pray that they all got placed in good homes or are in the process of that.
Right. And remember something, though. Animals, the same way as humans, all have their own path.
I know.
And we may not know what it is. But everything happens truly for a reason and purpose.
And I know that too. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've been asking my guides and angels what is, you know, for understanding. And to really become to that understanding, that's what I'm working through right now. To know exactly why this happened and to understand what part it plays and what my future role is now.
And Suji, would you like some feedback on that?
I would.
First of all, what I'm hearing from the master's teachers and loved ones is that this particular situation actually had to do with, there's a variety of levels. Number one, you scared some people, and they associated, this has nothing to do with truth, by the way, but what I'm hearing is they associated what you were doing with the devil.
And no one will admit that,
but that's what I'm hearing is they saw evil there because of their perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not showing me who it was, and they're not showing me, saying that's what started it.
I know exactly who the whos are. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm forgivable.
So the idea is that it's very important that you understand who you're talking to when you work with the animals and what humans you let know exactly how powerful you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This situation was all about you also not taking care of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You, quite frankly, put the benefit of the animals and the... It's like you didn't do your due diligence, and it's not a criticism. It's just an awareness that you must mm-hmm. do your due diligence in order to be able to do your work easily and effortlessly.
Yes.
And so
I definitely relate to that.
Right. And so what's important is that in this particular situation now, you have an opportunity to I don't know if you've moved into it or not, but what I'm hearing is that you have now or you will have an opportunity for the perfect location for the animals to be able to be housed and roam free within the confines of your space.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Well, I've started my grooming business here in Nashville.
Right, but it's really more about, I don't know what location
you
have. I'm sorry?
This is not the place that I'll do the rescue sanctuary.
No.
But that's coming.
The rescue sanctuary will be in a different location.
This is my life's passion. This is what I do. This is me. It's what I came here to this planet to do.
Right, exactly.
Be a bridge between the animals and humans. Try to bring the understanding to the humans of what the animals are trying to communicate to us. There's
right.
so much that we can learn from the animals if we put ego aside.
And are you writing that down?
When's the last time you met a human that gave unconditional love, no matter what?
But, Gayla, are you writing down that information?
Yes. Yes.
And you're documenting it?
Uh-huh. I've started a diary in the past month. Yeah.
Right. Because but what I was hearing is that the location for the sanctuary will be coming to you.
It's
not there yet.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But it's going to be very important that you do your due diligence so that you are ready for the miracle when it happens.
Okay. I guess that's why this is the quiet time and the reflection time then right now.
Absolutely. It's also information gathering.
You know what I found really interesting, Dana, was...
Donna.
Donna, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, I thought it was pronounced Dana. Okay,
that's
Donna,
okay.
Is that on the 21st when all of this ordeal back in April began and then they, came and picked them up on the 24th, they brought them back here to Nashville. And within 5 days, the rains came and they didn't stop until this whole city was underwater.
Huh.
Isn't that
interesting?
Yeah. A 500-year flood for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. We had over 22 inches of rain nonstop. And the place that I had selected to move back over here to in Nashville was high up on the plateau. So I
and it was protected,
it
right?
All.
Yeah. And it was protected.
Correct.
Yeah.
We had nothing. No.
Well... That should tell you something.
It does. Speaks volumes to me.
For sure.
Yes.
So you have to decide, though, what you're committing yourself to. And it can't be like open. It can't be a. It can't be a commitment without a vision.
Yes.
You need to have a concrete vision that you want to create for...
And I do.
Okay, good. Do you have it written down?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's important. Very important. But you're on the right track, and what I'm hearing is that this is, as you said, a time of reflection. It's also a time for you to do your due diligence, and it's also a time for you to start gathering the forces of other people so that you have the strength in numbers.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do not
That's
have to do this alone.
You know, what I'm hearing is that the first on the agenda is to get that 501c3 charter in my hand. And from there, things will start to fall in place.
That's exactly right. And that's, but it's very important that you understand that you gather your forces of other people so that, again, they're saying it again for this, that there's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm. 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 Interesting enough, I stopped at a little yard sale on the side of the road today. And there was a man, and I was telling him that I'd opened the grooming shop, which was in an old vet clinic for 20 years. I just kind of landed in my lap. But he was telling me that there's a gentleman here in my real close to my location who does rescue work, and he's going to set up a meeting for him and I to meet.
Wonderful.
Because he needs help with the grooming and you know, keep taking care of him for him when he goes out of town.
Uh-huh.
So the groundwork, it would seem, is already,
it's already started.
Beginning to be laid again. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
Absolutely. But it's very important that you decide to start documenting what you're hearing from the animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a website?
I do not. That's what I'm working on right now because
yep,
I had to close everything down.
That's the next step, too, for you.
I mean, they succeeded in totally destroying my reputation in the course of a couple of days. Never once did they call me a rescue place. It was other very nasty names that I won't go into tonight, which were all lies. But that's the nature is the beast, they say.
Yes.
And then the rains came. It's not nice to do that to God's people who are genuine in their hearts and who work as your work is and so many of us across this planet right now. But, you know, there's so much going on the planet, and the dark forces know that their time is short here. We are coming into there's a paradigm shift happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. And I got caught up in it. I'm not the only one. There's many of us around here, not just around here, but around the earth that this is happening to right now. And I just have to keep telling myself it's always the darkest before the dawn.
And the other thing is, it's really going to be very important that you start doing your own personal work of clearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the idea is unless you are complete and filled with love of self, and it's not just love of the animals, but it's also the love of self.
And that's
and
what
that's
happened
the other thing
to me
that
in these last 15 years is I forgot to love self first.
Say again?
I said that's what's happened to me in the last 15 years. I forgot to love self first.
Well, it's time.
I put everything about them before me, and it was actually beginning to physically kill me. My health was beginning to really deteriorate. It's miraculous
so
how it bounced back.
This
now
was
in just
this
three,
was also
weeks,
then.
So.
Then you see what happens when you don't listen to your body.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a big learning process for me and ongoing as we speak. Like I said, a lot of reflection.
Right.
But I now am not so consumed with the daily work 24 hours a day. There's time for reflection now.
And
if for nothing else,
and
the Akashic Records and my angel guides, they got my attention loud and clear.
Well, the other thing is allow God to get your attention and bring forth your God self, the part of you that is divine. Allow yourself to step into the energy of God. Because that's who this,
thank
you.
You
know, that's who we all answer to. That's who we all are a part of.
Our divine creator.
That's right.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. Please keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing. We're all going to pray for you, and we're all going to hold you in the highest. Okay, so Gayla, we hope all is well. That was a kind of a bad connection, folks, because I kept on talking because I couldn't hear her. But, you know, the interesting thing about it is when things fall apart in our lives and we think that there are that everything has been taken away from us, what we have to look at is what is the lesson in our learning? What are we here? What position am I holding with this? And how can I move forward to learn from it? When we experience personal challenges, and in this particular case, like Gayla, lost everything, or in my particular case, when my husband died, and I lost pretty much everything. The reality here is that we have to look at what is this about? What is this cleansing about for us? And how can we, instead of taking a position of victim, move into the higher place? So we do not get destroyed by the flood. How can we move into a place of knowing and acceptance of self that puts us in a situation of listening? And not just listening, but of feeling the words and feeling the information on multiple layers. And so we need to really ask ourselves, what do we really want? And how can we effectively shift our energy to neutralize trauma and access not only our God self, but the aspect of learning that the divine is bringing to us. Our soul has information on multiple levels. The Akashic Record energy can be used in every area of your life for insight. And so it's with using the Akashic Record energy that we understand more about our personal journey. And that's really important. Very, very important. I want you to just think about that. Just think about that. What have your challenges offered you in a way of learning, or a way of cleansing, or a way of clearing, or a way of shifting your energy so that you are now able to see from a higher point of the mountain? What did your challenges force you to do to take a higher road or a higher place, to go to a higher knowing, or to open your heart to go to a higher place? So I just want you to really do think about that, and really move into the acceptance of that. There is a... I'm going to go to a different website here for a moment, because there's something that I want to read you, and it's all about moving on and moving forward. And it comes from a space... Let me just see if I can find it here. Oh, before I do that, we have a call. Hello, call. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello? Hi, Donna. Hello.
Hi there. I'm right here. Who is this?
Hi, it's Dawn Marion from Minneapolis.
Oh, hey, Dawn. How are you?
Good. You're still
What's
talking
up?
On the radio.
What'd you say?
I said, you're still talking on the computer.
Well,
what's
maybe you want to shut
on?
Your computer down.
Okay.
Words, like, turn,
yeah,
the, turn the volume down so you can't, so we don't have a delay here. Just shut the volume down, Dawn.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm right here. Who is this?
No, shut the volume all the way off.
Hi. Dawn Marion from Minneapolis. Oh, hey.
Dawn,
okay.
Shut the volume off.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're off.
Okay, great. Okie dokie.
Okay, that was super confusing.
Hello,
right,
my
friend.
Well, because what happens is there's a bit of a delay, so when anybody calls, they need to shut their volume off so that we can just have a conversation. So tell me what's going on.
Well, first of all, I just have to thank you for doing this. It's so wonderful to sit and listen to you, and I am just in gratitude for having you as my teacher, and I'm just learning so much just listening to you, and it's really wonderful. So thank you for doing that. Because no matter what level we're at with the records, we can still always be learning. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So my question, speaking of, you know, our journeys, is I'm just wondering what the records have to say for me about this place that I am at in my journey of being a healer and a teacher. And I've really been connecting with that recently, like understanding that I am a teacher and I'm a healer too, but I really love to teach people how to heal themselves, and so I'm you know, doing things day by day, but I'm just wondering what the records have to say. And I'm also kind of noticing that something that's held me back in the past a lot is just that I get so many ideas, and I feel like sometimes I get overwhelmed because they're all pretty good ideas,
uh-huh.
And I haven't really necessarily learned how to discern which ones are really the ones that I should be giving my energy to, because I end up fracturing my energy and then not really moving forward, and then that creates a layer of, you know, feeling guilty or, you know, these kind of things that just aren't useful at all. And I feel like those two things are very related, like me learning how to pull in my energy and learning to focus on what I need to do will then propel me into my vision that I have for myself, that I hold for myself of doing this work of teaching and healing and doing workshops, and I'm working on a book, and so I have a lot of kind of different pieces that I'm trying to learn how to sort of fit together and make it work in my daily life.
And so when you take this question to your Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones, what have they told you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't specifically asked just this. I was just inspired to call right now.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. So yeah. are your records closed or are they open?
They're closed right now.
Okay. So mm-hmm. So first of all, Dawn, what's going to be important is that the reason why you're getting so many ideas is because
mm-hmm.
you're truly like an open channel. You have a lot of different things that you have possibilities and probabilities of doing. And it's going to be very
right.
important that you document every idea that you have.
Okay.
So don't just think of it and let it go. It's what I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing for you is to literally write down every, like keep a separate file. Like on your
yeah,
computer,
I do
for
that.
Example.
Yeah.
And don't just put the one line idea, unless that's all you want to do. But I mean, flush it out until you get bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it aside, or if you want to, or what the idea here is for you to get it down, you know, and document it. And then take a look at the different ideas you have and say which ones you want to go forward with. So
mm-hmm.
let's say, for example, you're interested in becoming an Akashic Record teacher.
I feel like that's something forward of me. That's not specifically what I'm talking about. I mean, yes, I will be one day. Yes, I have no doubts about that. But no, I feel like what the vision that I have for my soul right now is I feel like I need to be, and right now I'm still in the process of observing and releasing and things like that, but helping people clear religious trauma and facilitating that in like a workshop type setting. And I actually have two books. One is a memoir that I'm writing, and the other book kind of just, the memoir actually split off of the original book that I was writing, which is about recreating your life post-religious trauma. And I was specifically speaking to Jehovah's Witnesses, and I'm not really sure where that'll go. It's just kind of sitting right now.
Okay.
As I work on my memoir. So I have that kind of really big project, and then, you know, I also have all these other sort of like little things, and I'm working on getting my healing business, you know, my Akashic consultations and the Reiki teaching and all these other things kind of, you know, going, the matrix work. And I just feel like between that and, you know, being a mom and, you know, all these other things, like sometimes I am not really sure how to be productive with my time.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I feel like I need some like really useful strategies that are just going to help me sort of cut through the stuff so that I can.
Okay,
really,
would you like some feedback on that?
I would love some feedback on that, yes.
So one of the important pieces is that you have your own idea of what the divine is, of who God is. Is that correct?
Yes.
In other words, like you've discerned who your creator God is within your heart. Is that right?
Yeah. It's maybe not. To me, that sounds kind of finite. And I'm constantly discovering
it's just
that.
The idea of is it, yeah, you know, no, it's not just about being finite. It's about the idea is that from your work of the trauma and from coming out of that of the religious trauma and the dogma, you
right.
have an idea of the freedom of Creator God.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the question that the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you to ask yourself is, what is the truth of my trust of Creator God as I know the Creator God? The reason for that question is because when you move into the trust, you can then give over to the divine that which overwhelms you.
Yeah, okay.
Do you feel
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm still trying to do it all myself. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Give up the struggle, my darling.
Oh, that old trick again. Oh.
Yeah. And so it's really about looking at where our trust is of self, of the divine, and allowing the divine timing to meet us where we are at.
Right.
We are never alone in our work. We're never alone in our work. We have our guidance, and we have God with us at all times. And I'm talking about creative force God, love.
Right.
And that is the most important piece that, and the most important gift you can give someone, as you know, who's coming out of a dogma of fear, that to move into an attitude of trust does take time, but it can be done one step at a time.
Right.
Your job right now, Dawn, is to model that so that you can relate the stories of your trust and the outcomes of that trust. But first, you have to discern if there are any holes in the trust and allow God or creative force, as well as the Akashic Record, masters, teachers, and loved ones, to give you insight and to fill your heart, your being, and your body with light and love. That will then fortify you and align you as you move forward in what brings you the greatest joy. How you doing?
Great, thank you. It's
is that
so true.
True to
it's
you,
like,
or is there some? I'm sorry.
No, it's crystal clear. It's so clear, and it's the missing piece. It's the missing piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally all I need to do.
And it can actually take the weight of the world off your back, off your shoulders. When it becomes too much, give it to God. I mean, I know that sounds trite and people say that, but it so works.
Right.
It just so works. And the idea of writing your ideas down, the reason why you want to write those ideas down is because you never know which one's going to hook into your soul's purpose that's going to show up again. And show up easy. And it's just going to align with you. You've written it down, you go, wow, I wrote that down 3 months ago, and look, it's happening. Oh, I better pay attention to what's coming in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And so the idea is we as humans tend to want to make it harder than it is because we want to control it rather than allowing it.
Right.
You know with Matrix, how when you two-point Matrix and you pull your attention away and the next thing you know the person falls and heals?
Right.
There you go.
I live my two-point.
There you go. Two-pointed.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. You know, one of the things that's very important for you to hear right now is that you are a great healer. You do have the abilities as a great and good and wonderful Akashic Record consultant. And you can't doubt yourself right now. It's a time of your opening. It's a time of your healing. It's a time of your work. So after every client, it would be helpful for you to open up your own personal records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, why was that person brought to me, and what can I learn from this past consultation for myself to grow?
Yeah, I had a session yesterday with this girl who was like, she was exactly who I was when I first had the consultation with you. You know, what was that, 4 or 5 years ago? And
yeah.
She had all of the same, like, mother issues and abandonment and stuff like that. And then and a few days before that, it was another person who was just, like, a total mirror for a place where I felt like I had been in the past. But I realized, like, oh, these are you know, that we're just revisiting this, that it's coming up again, and it's such a magnificent process, you know, to be able to even, you know, be able to hold that space for someone else because you feel it. And still, like, with this girl, though, it was really powerful. Like, I just opened her records, and I just wanted to cry. And I loved her so much. And I was like, I don't even know what's happening. This is how I'm feeling. And then as she started talking, I just realized, like, she was me, you know?
And
it was,
I realized that when we receive clients like that, it's because there's stuff still within us that we need to revisit.
Yeah.
You're going through a clearing now, sweetheart.
I know.
Because it's not just the crossroads you're doing. What I'm hearing is there are a lot of emotional decisions that you're in the process of making.
Right.
And those emotional decisions need to be made from your heart, not from the should point of view.
Yeah.
Okay. And so and the only way that you can rely on and trust the universe and to trust yourself, is to trust yourself. But the piece, and that's where you go to the masters, teachers, and loved ones, the Akashic Record, and you go to God and say, I don't trust this part of myself. I need insight as to what's really going on here. And just allow the information. That's so important. Allow the information to come forward. Document it, and then step back and take a look at it. And by the way, this is for anyone who's listening. If you don't know how to work with your own Akashic Records, go to your guidance. And as long as you're not taking an ego position, you can guidance will give you if you're used to working with guidance, it should be okay. But the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones are just so wonderful at this. And you're good at that, Dawn. You need to claim that.
Yeah.
You need to claim your sweet, dedicated, and loving relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones that you have. Claim it. And allow it.
I think sometimes I feel like when I'm consulting for other people, that sometimes, and I don't know if this is my self-doubt, but sometimes I feel like it just flows through me so naturally that I don't know. Like, I feel like I might be doing something wrong because I'm not, like, it's just like they ask a question and then it's there and I'm talking, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I feel, there's part of me that doubts that, and then there's a part of me that, you know, feels like I don't want to go there. I don't want to doubt. This is, everything is happening. I want to be in the flow. And I get other affirmations, like I track things in my body, you know, all kinds of different things happen. So
are you talking about your doubt, what you're saying to your client, or your doubt, what you're journaling yourself?
No, it's, I don't even know. It's really subtle. I don't doubt what I say to my clients, but sometimes I think it's so natural. It just, you know, and I don't know if it's an old belief system that I have that's making me sometimes feel that way, or...
But ask. In the midst of this is too easy, am I doing it right? Ask.
Mm-hmm.
Use your grace points and ask.
Right.
The other thing is if you when you're doing your own journaling, and if you think you're making it up, ask. And other times, don't worry about it. Write it down, and then worry about it. Then not even worry about it. Then go back and look at it. And if it's helpful, then you know that it's coming from a different part of you. A higher access of information.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just kind of taking a step back and looking at it. I think maybe it's self-doubt that, you know, isn't coming from a place, and so it's saying, like, I don't doubt that the things that are coming through are not profound or not healing or not inspired. I know that they are, and that maybe it's still that small piece of me that's kind of like doubting that I can do it. I don't know. I'm not really sure, and I need to go into my own records and clear that out.
Yes, you might want to ask, what's my relationship to struggle?
Yeah, and guilt too. And definitely guilt.
It's like, why do I need to have this in my life? Like, gosh, if this is too easy, I must not be doing it right. Like, what's that about?
Right.
You know.
Right. And instead of just accepting it, you know, this was part of my soul lineage, and you know,
and it doesn't have
it
to be anymore.
Such great joy. Yeah.
Yeah. You can just release it. Release it anytime
you
want.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have that part of you stand in front of you and dialogue with that part of you. Why are you here? And I need to release you and cut all cords from you because you've done your job well, and that's very nice, but I no longer need your opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I so deeply love you. You're just a very special, special gal. From the very first time I worked with you.
I'm going to call you properly and we'll chat. I have so many exciting things to tell you.
Oh, I can't wait. And I want to tell you this. I have been just aching to get back to Minneapolis. I miss all you guys over there. So we got to work something out so I can come back.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, last weekend I gave like a 45-minute workshop on the Akashic Records, and I had it's like 30 people there, and, you know, clients are coming out of it, and it was awesome. And I'm pretty sure that I could help you get, you know, because a lot of people were, like, learning, wanting to know how to open their own records and were disappointed that I wasn't a teacher. So I think I could help you out getting
Well, that would be wonderful. We should
together.
Plan something together. There's a couple of people who want me to come back there. So we all got to get together and make it happen.
Okay, sweetie.
All right. Well, have a wonderful,
Thank
miracle-filled
so
weekend. Give your little girl a hug and kiss for me.
I will.
Okay, darling.
Bye. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We're almost at the end of our show again, and it just flies by. But I do want to just take a moment and read this to you. Did I find it? Yes, I did. Wait a minute. I guess I didn't. All right. So it was about moving forward, and I am going to get it for you right now because I really want to read this to you. Because what's important is it had to do with the scripture, and we all know that the Bible is. It's not as true as we would like to think it is. Okay, and so. But there are things that come from it that are important for us to have, and this was called a daily message from the Living Truth Center. Let me just get that. Pum pum pum. No, I'm sorry to do this to you. I know that I have it, and this is probably not good for me to do this. Anyway. If you email me, I will forward it to you. I'm so sorry because here it is. I found it. Okay, so here it is. It's from the Living Truth Center. It's in East Cleveland, Ohio, and it's from Friday, and the thing says the piece says, I move forward. I move forward in the name of the Lord, on my own understanding. I start each day with a period of prayer. Meditation and dwelling in the silence. I turn to God first. I always permit time for God, Since he is only a thought away, and I do not allow time to be a barrier, since I know that 1 minute can make a difference, I take 1 minute God breaks throughout my day. I take 60 seconds each hour to think on God's word. There are also periods between waking and sleeping when I spend longer in uninterrupted time with God. I become still and listen so I can receive the guidance I need. Yes, I start my God time with prayer. Then I meditate on his word before becoming totally quiet so he can talk to me. I routinely start and end each day with God. This empowers me to continue moving forward. What I want you to know is that God is always there for us. The power of love is always there for us. And all we need to do is open our hearts and receive it. It's been a great show again. I love you all. Email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will send you my schedule for the Level 1 classes in Cleveland, in San Diego, and in Portland, Oregon, coming up this summer. And probably by the end of the summer or fall, there'll be a Level 3 for those people who are interested. So I want to close the records for this show. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom Show are closed. Amen. And may you all have a miracle-filled week. Look in the mirror and see into the heart of the divine, which is you. This is Donna Fox saying goodnight, everyone. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week. Happy Memorial Day.